Well, it's wonderful to be back here with you. I'm originally from the U.S., as you can tell probably by my accent. But I have been living the last 7 years in Germany. Germany has become home for me. My wife is German. And we have a son who's 4. His name is Matei. And I love life. I love what God is doing. So this morning, we're going to look at healing and the kingdom of God. So if you could turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 5. We're going to read verses
25-34.
So we're going to talk about this story of the woman with the issue of blood, specifically in the context of healing and the kingdom of God.
Ja me räägime siin siis sellest veretõbisest naisest nii tervenemise kui Jumala riigi kontekstis.
So it says, a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years.
Ja üks naine, kes oli olnud 12 aastat veritõves.
She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had.
Ning palju saanud kannatada arstide käes ja ära kulutanud kõik, mis tal oli.
Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse.
Ega olnud saanud mingit abi, vaid pigem oli ta tõbi läinud halvemaks.
When she heard about Jesus,
olles kuulnud lugusid Jeesusest,
she came up behind him in the crowd,
läks rahva seasta selja taha,
and she touched his cloak.
Ja puudutas tema kuube.
Why? Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.
Sest ta ütles, kui ma saaksin tema kuubegi puudutada, siis ma paraneksin.
It says, immediately her bleeding stopped.
Ja kohe kuivas tema verelätte.
And she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering.
Ja ta tundis oma ihus, et ta oli paranenud sellest hädast.
So I want us to look at this story here, and we're going to look at it in the context of the kingdom of God.
Ma tahan, et me mõtleks selle loo peale Jumala kuningriigi kontekstis.
So just imagine with me,
kujutage koos minuga ette,
that a woman in ancient Israel,
ühte naist iidses Iisraelis,
suffering for 12 years,
kes kannatas 12 aastat,
with a condition,
olukorra käes,
that made her not only physically weak,
mis ainult ei muutnud teda füüsiliselt nõrgaks,
but also socially isolated.
Aga mis isoleeris teda sotsiaalselt või ühiskondlikul tasandil.
Because according to the law,
sest tuginedes seadusele, tolle seadusele,
if you were having an issue like this one that this lady had,
kui sul olid sellised tervise hädad nagu sel naisel,
her constant bleeding,
tema pidev nagu verejooks,
rendered her ceremonially unclean.
Siis see tegelikult nagu seaduse järgi teda peeti rüvedaks või nagu räpaseks.
And because she was deemed ceremonially unclean,
ja kuna teda peeti räpaseks,
that means she was cut off from worship and from her family, her friends, her whole social network.
Siis tal oli keelatud ka käia sünagogis kiitmas Jumalat ja ta oli läbi lõigatud nii oma peres, sõpradest kui üldse ühiskondlikust elust.
Can you just picture her desperation?
Kujutate ette, kui meile heitelda võis olla.
Can you imagine? She tried everything in her power.
Ta oli proovinud kõik, mis tema võimuses.
She spent all of her money.
Ta oli kulutanud kogu oma raha.
She went to every single doctor in her area.
Käinud iga võimaliku arsti juures oma piirkonnas.
But she only grew worse.
Aga olukord läks ainult hullemaks.
That would just be like here in Estonia.
Kujuta ette, kui see oleks juhtunud Eestis, näiteks.
Someone in this congregation, let's say.
Oletame keegi siin koguduses.
You've spent all your money.
Sa oled kulutanud kogu oma raha.
You've Gone to every single doctor here in Tallinn.
Olen käinud kõik võimalik arstide juures Tallinnas.
No one can help you.
Aga keegi ei saa sind aidata.
What do you do?
Mida sa siis teed?
And as we see in this story,
ja nagu me siin loos näeme,
she heard about Jesus.
Ta kuulis Jeesusest.
She heard about Jesus.
Ta kuulis Jeesusest.
Jesus was coming by.
Jeesus oli sealt mööda minemas.
What would drive her to push through the crowd?
Nüüd, mis sundis teda litsuma sealt läbi rahva hulga?
Despite the stigma,
vaatamata sellele,
just to touch the edge of his garment.
Vaatamata sellele, et ta oli põlatud ühiskonnas, aga ta litsus sealt läbi, et ainult puudutada tema kuue palistut.
What did she believe about Jesus that made her so bold?
Mis oli see miski, mida ta uskus Jeesuse kohta, mis tegi selle naise nii julgeks?
This woman's healing,
selle naise tervenemine,
wasn't just about physical restoration.
See ei olnud küsimus ainult füüsilises tervise taastamises.
It was a moment,
aga see oli hetk,
a powerful moment,
üks väga võimas hetk,
of revealing the inbreaking of the kingdom of God.
Kus Jumala riik tungis täiega sinna reaalsusesse.
Because we see this in the Gospels.
Sest me näeme ka evangeeliumites.
Jesus comes on the scene.
Kuidas Jeesus korraga tuli mängu.
The Israel at that time were being oppressed by the Romans.
Oli rõhutud roomlaste poolt.
The Roman Empire.
Rooma impeeriumi poolt.
They were looking for all the prophecies coming up to that point about the Messiah said that he would come and establish his kingdom.
Ja nemad ootasid, et lõpuks ometi täituks see tootus, et Messias tuleb ja rajab oma kuningriigi sinna.
But their Jewish expectation thought, okay, he's going to overthrow Romans and he's going to restore the kingdom back to Israel.
Juudid arvasid, et Jeesus kukutab roomlased troonilt ja taastab Iisraeli riigi.
But that's not the kind of kingdom Jesus was coming to preach.
Aga see ei olnud see kuningriik, mida Jeesus tuli kuulutama.
So when Jesus healed this woman,
nii et kui Jeesus tervendas selle naise,
he did more than just stop her bleeding.
Siis ta tegi palju enamat kui lihtsalt, et peatas ta vere jooksu.
He restored her dignity.
Ta taastas tema väärikuse.
He restored her identity.
Ta taastas tema identiteedi.
He restored her place within the community.
Ja tema koha kogukonnas.
All of these aspects are hallmarks of God's kingdom at work.
Ja kõik need aspektid on nagu tunnuseks Jumala kuningriigist, mis siis toimivad.
So this morning I want to share four keys or four truths about the healing and the kingdom.
Nii et täna hommikul ma tahan jagada nelja tõde või printsiipi nii tervenemise kui Jumala riigi kohta.
And I want you, while you're sitting there, I want you to have open your heart and have an expectation.
Ja ma tahan, et sel ajal, kui te istute ja kuulate mind, et teie sees oleks ka üks ootus.
Why do I say that?
Miks ma seda ütlen?
Because God wants to heal people today in this service.
Jumal tahab tervetada ka inimesi täna ja siin ja sellel teenistusel.
God always confirms his word when it's preached.
Jumal alati kinnitab oma sõna, kui seda kuulutatakse.
So I want to invite you to open up your heart.
Ja seetõttu ma tahan, et te avaks oma südamed.
And in faith expect God to break in with his kingdom in your life
ja
right now.
Ja ootaks usus, et tema tungiks oma kuningriigiga ka teie ellu ja olukordadesse.
Amen.
Amen.
So, number one,
esiteks,
healing demonstrates the presence of the kingdom.
Tervendamine või tervenemine demonstreerib Jumala riigi kohalolu.
Healing demonstrates the presence of the kingdom.
Tervenemine demonstreerib kuningriigi kohalolu.
So, when this woman, when she touched Jesus' garment,
nii et kui see naine puudutas Jeesuse kuue palistut,
she was instantly or immediately healed.
Ta sai koheselt terveks.
This instant transformation,
see kohene muutus,
demonstrated,
see näitas seda,
that God's power was present in Jesus,
et Jumala vägi oli Jeesuse sees,
proclaiming the arrival of the kingdom.
Ja see kuulutas ka Jumala riigi kohale saabumist.
Jesus told her,
Jeesus ütles selle naisele,
daughter, your faith has healed you.
Tütar, sinu usk on sind terveks teinud.
So this wasn't just physical healing.
Nii küsimus ei olnud ainult füüsilises tervenemises.
He publicly affirmed her as a part of God's family.
Aga Jeesus avalikult kuulutas selle naise otse kui Jumala perekonna liikmeks.
So her healing showed that the kingdom of God has come near, breaking into the brokenness of our world.
Ja selle naise tervenemine näitas, et Jumala riik on tulnud ligi ja tunginud ka selle maailma murtusesse.
So what can we draw from that for us today?
Mida me saame ammutada sellest ise endale täna?
We need to understand
me peame mõistma,
that healing today still points to the kingdom.
Et tervenemine ka tänasel päeval on seotud Jumala riigiga.
Every miracle, no matter how small, is a sign of God's power and presence in our lives.
Iga ime, ükskõik kui väikesega ei oleks, see on märk Jumala ligiolust ja tema kuningriigi ligiolust meie elus.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you guys awake?
Olet tärkvel ikka, jah?
The second truth that I wanted to talk about is healing is rooted in the nature of the king.
Aga teine asja, millest ma tahan rääkida, on see, et tervenemine on nagu seotud kuninga loomusega.
Jesus didn't just heal her.
Jeesus ainuüksi ei tervendanud seda naist.
What did he do? He sought her out.
Aga ta nii-öelda otsis ka ta või tabas ta sealt rahva hulgast.
She was trying to slip away. She didn't want to be noticed.
See naine püüdis seda vaikselt toimetada, ta ei tahtnud olla märgatud.
But Jesus stopped and he asked that question, who touched me?
Aga Jeesus peatus ja küsis, kes mind puudutas.
And this wasn't to shame her.
Ja see ei olnud selleks, et kuidagi häbistada seda naist.
But this was to, I would say, I believe this was to ensure that healing, that her healing wouldn't be stolen.
Aga ma usun, et see oli pigem kinnituseks sellest, et keegi ei saa röövida selle naise tervenemist.
It was something that was freely given.
See oli midagi, mille ta tasuta sai.
What we have to then realize,
ja seetõttu ka meie peame mõistma,
is that healing flows from the heart of our king.
Et tervenemine voolab meie kuninga südamest.
It flows from his heart of love and compassion toward us.
Tema armastavast ja kaastundlikust südamest meie vastu.
Jesus doesn't care only about your condition if you are sick this morning.
Kui sa oled täna hommikul haige, siis Jeesus ainuüksi ei hooli sinu haigusest.
He cares about you as a person.
Aga ta hoolib ka sinust kui inimesest.
That's what we see in this story.
Ja see on see, mida me siin loos näeme.
Jesus cared for her as a whole person.
Jeesus hoolis sellest naisest tervikuna kui isikust.
When we pray for healing,
kui me palvetame tervenemise ees,
we can trust God's compassionate nature.
Siis me võime olla kindlad, et Jumal on kaastundlik meie suhtes.
God isn't reluctant or distant.
Jumal ei ole kuidagi kauge või tõrju meie suhtes.
He is eager to restore us.
Ta on enam kui innukas, et meid üles ehitada ja taastada.
That's his whole plan is to restore all things in Christ.
Jumala plaan on taastada kõik asjad Kristuses.
So that was number two. Number three.
Nüüd kolmas punkt.
Healing is a battle in the already and not yet.
Tervenemine on üks lahing selle vahel, mis ühtpidi on juba toimunud ja veel ei ole toimunud.
You might be saying, Justin, what do you mean by healing is a battle in this already, but not yet?
Sa mõtle, mis asja sa nüüd mõtled seal, et on juba toimunud ja veel ei ole toimunud?
Well, the reality is that the kingdom of God, Jesus came to inaugurate the kingdom of God.
Fakt on see, et Jeesus tuli tooma Jumala riiki siia maa peale.
We see this throughout the Old Testament with the prophets prophesying about it.
Ja me näeme seda, kuidas vanas testamentis erinevad profeteerijad kuulutasid seda ette.
But as some theologians and scholars say, we are right now living in between the times.
Aga samas osa teoloogia ütlevad, et me elame praegu nagu kahe erineva aja vahel.
That means that healing,
see tähendab, et tervenemine
is mercy,
tähendab armu,
it's a mystery,
samas müsteeriumit,
and it's warfare.
Ja samas ühte sõda või lahingu.
It's all three of those things.
Kõike seda kolme kokku.
We are, the kingdom hasn't been fully consummated yet.
Jumala kuningriik ei ole veel täielikult esile tulnud.
That will happen when Jesus returns.
See saab sündima siis, kui Jeesus tuleb tagasi.
So what I'm saying is that in this story, this woman waited 12 years for her breakthrough.
Siin loos see naine ootas 12 aastat oma läbimurret.
She endured suffering, shame, and disappointment.
Ja ta kannatas nii valu kui häbi kui pettumuse käes.
Before finally encountering Jesus.
Enne kui ta lõpuks kohtus Jeesusega.
Her story encourages us this morning.
Ja tema lugu julgustab ka meid täna hommikul.
Her story highlights the tension we experience in our day-to-day lives.
Tema lugu toob esile selle pinge, mida ka meie igapäevaselt kogeme.
Some healings come immediately.
Osa tervenemisi toimuvad sõrmenipsust.
While others require perseverance and faith through prolonged trials.
Samas kui teised tervenemised nõuavad usku ja järjepidevust läbi katsumuste.
Her healing reminds us that even in the not yet seasons of waiting.
Selle naise lugu kinnitab meile, et isegi olles selles perioodis, kus veel ei ole midagi juhtunud.
We must persist in faith.
Me peame olema järjepidevad ja alla andmatud oma usus.
Believing that God's kingdom is advancing even when we can't yet see it.
Uskudes, et Jumala riigis asjad sünnivad isegi kui me veel ei näe seda.
Amen.
Amen.
So the fourth truth that we're going to look at is the reality that the healing empowers the church to carry out the kingdom mission.
Ja see neljas tõde, mida me siin näeme, on see, et tervenemised väestavad kogudust viimaks jätkuvalt täide Jumala riigi missiooni.
After her healing,
peale seda, kui see naine terveks sai,
the woman's story becomes a powerful testimony of God's kingdom.
Sellest sai üks võimas tunnistus Jumala riigist.
Can you just imagine with me?
Kujutage korra ette koos minuga.
How her restoration,
kuidas selle naise taastumine,
it impacted the whole community.
Mõjutas kogu nende kogukonda.
Because you got to see, she was disconnected.
Et oli, nagu ma enne ütlesime, et oli läbi lõigatud kõigest.
She not only was suffering physically.
Ta ainult ei kannatanud füüsiliselt.
She was suffering emotionally.
Aga ta kannatas ka emotsionaalselt.
She was suffering mentally.
Ja ta kannatas ka vaimselt.
She was suffering socially.
Ta kannatas sotsiaalsel tasandil.
I mean, this woman was suffering almost in every aspect of her life.
Naine kannatas sisuliselt igas oma eluvaltkonnas.
She couldn't work.
Ta ei saanud tööl käia.
Like I said, her relationship, she was cut off from her family.
Nagu ma ütlesin, ta oli oma perest läbi lõigatud.
Nobody wanted anything to do with her.
Keegi ei tahtnud temaga mingit pistmist teha.
The emotional trauma that comes as a result of
that. Ja kõik see emotsionaalne läbi elamine selle tõttu.
Probably the depression.
Võimalik, et ta oli masendunud.
The shame, all of those things.
Tundis häbi ja kõik need asjad kokku.
So we see that now that she has encountered Jesus,
aga me näeme, et nüüd kui ta kohtus Jeesusega,
that everything changed.
Siis kõik korraga muutus.
I mean everything.
Kõik.
In that one moment.
Selle ühe hetkega.
Can you imagine for yourself in your own life if you just one moment encountering Jesus would change everything?
Kas sa kujutad ette seda hetke näiteks oma elus, kus lihtsalt üks hetk kohtudes Jeesusega, see muudab kõik?
That is so astonishing.
See on täiega hämmastav.
Those who once shunned her now saw her as a living witness to God's power.
Need, kes teda kunagi häbistasid, nägid teda korraga kui elavat tunnistust Jumala väest.
Her bold faith became an example for others to seek Jesus, trusting in his authority to heal and to restore.
Ja tema julge usk oli eeskujuks teistele, et otsida samuti Jeesust ja uskuda, et ta tervendab ja taastab.
Healing isn't just about personal restoration.
Tervenemine ei ole ainult seotud sinu isikliku tervenemise ja taastumisega.
It's a way to demonstrate God's kingdom to the world and invite others to experience it.
See on viis, kuidas demonstreerida ka maailmale Jumala väge ja kutsuda neid kaasa saama osa sellest.
There's a bigger story going on, and we have a part to play in his story.
Jumalal on üks suur lugu nii-öelda käimas ja meil on üks osa sellest loos.
As the church, as the people of God,
nii kogudusena kui Jumala rahvana,
we are called to follow Jesus' example.
Meid on kutsutud järgima Jeesuse eeskuju.
Proclaiming the kingdom and demonstrating it through acts of healing, love and compassion.
Kuulutades Jumala riiki ja seda ka läbi tervenemiste, läbi kaastunde ja armastuse.
Jesus came in Acts 10:38 it says this.
Apostlite 10:38 on öeldud.
That the Son of Man was revealed, or no, not Acts 10:38, sorry. I'm forgetting which address it is, but there is a scripture that says that the Son of Man was revealed.
See ei olnud tegelikult apostlite 10, vahet pole, aga seal on öeldud, et Jumala poeg sai ilmsiks.
For the purpose of destroying the works of the devil.
Et hävitada saatana teod.
Acts 10:38 says,
apostlite 10:38 ütleb,
that Jesus of Nazareth went around doing good,
et Jeesus Nazaretist käis ringi ja tegi head,
and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him.
Tervendades kõiki saatanast rõhutuid, sest et Jumal oli temaga.
And at the beginning of that verse it talks about, I just remember it says, and God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power, and then he went about doing good.
Ja muide seal salmi alguses on veel öeldud, et Jumal võidis teda püha vaimu väega ja siis ta läks välja ja tegi neid asju.
God has sent us out as well to be representative of his kingdom.
Jumal on saatnud ka meid välja, et esindada tema kuningriiki.
So let's reiterate those four points.
Nii et võtame need neli punkti kokku.
Healing demonstrates the presence of the kingdom.
Tervendamine või tervenemine peegeldab Jumala kuningriigi kohalolu.
And Jesus said this when he said, okay, if when the Pharisees were accusing him of casting out demons by the power of Beelzebub.
Ja kui siis variserid süüdistasid Jeesust, et ta ajab saatan nimel välja kurje vaime.
Jesus says, okay, how can Satan cast out Satan? A house divided against itself cannot stand.
Siis Jeesus ütles, kuidas saab saatan ajada välja saatana vaime, ehk kuningriigid ei saa olla oma vahel vastuolus.
But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you.
Aga kui ma ajan välja kurje vaime Jumala väes, siis on tema kuningriik tulnud esile.
So whether it's healing or healing or the casting out of demons, a sign that the kingdom is present.
Nii et vahet ei ole, puudutab see tervenemist või kurjade vaimude väljaajamist, see on märk Jumala kuningriigi kohalolust.
There are other signs too of the kingdom.
Seal on muidugi teisi kuningriigi märke veel.
So number one, healing demonstrates the presence of the kingdom.
Nii et esiteks see demonstreerib kuningriigi kohalolu.
Second, healing reflects the nature of the king.
Teiseks, tervenemine peegeldab kuninga loomust.
Healing involves the tension of the already and not yet.
Tervenemine kätkeb endas nagu kahte aspekti, juba toimunud ja veel mitte.
And the fourth truth is healing empowers the church for the kingdom mission.
Ja neljandaks, tervenemised väestavad kogudust täitma Jumala riigi missiooni.
I want to encourage you this morning.
Ma tahan julgustada teid täna hommikul.
That just like the woman with the issue of blood.
Et nõnda nagu see veri tõbine naine.
If you are here this morning and you need healing in your physical body.
Kui sina oled täna hommikul siin ja vajad tervenemist oma füüsilises ihus.
I want you to come to Jesus this morning in faith.
Siis ma tahan, et sa tuleksid täna hommikul Jeesuse ette usus.
Whether it's been 12 days.
Vahet pole on su häda kestnud 12 päeva.
Or 12 years.
Või 12 aastat.
He is here.
Tema on täna siin.
By the presence of his Holy Spirit.
Läbi oma püha vaimu.
And his kingdom is breaking into our lives.
Ja tema kuningriik tungib meie ellu.
So I want us to all stand up.
Ja seetõttu ma tahan, et me kõik tõuseks palun.
And what I want us to do, I just want us to, those of us, I'm going to just lead us in a time of ministry here.
Ja ma tahan võtta nüüd aegagi palveks.
And I'm just going to invite the Holy Spirit.
Ja ma tahan paluda, et püha vaim tuleks.
And we're just going to wait on him for
ja
a moment.
Ja me lihtsalt võtame hetke, et oodata tema järele.
Yeah, you can come up on the piano. That's fine, yeah. So, if you don't mind, I invite you, why don't you just open up your hands?
Ja kui teile sobib, siis lihtsalt paneme oma käed sirutame välja niimoodi nagu avatud olekus.
And I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit.
Ja mina tahan paluda, et püha vaim tuleks.
And some of you might start to experience manifestations of his presence.
Ja osad teist võivad ka kogeda erinevatel viisidel tema ligiolu.
That could be like a sense of fire in your body.
Sa võid kogeda otse, kui nagu üks tuli läbistab su keha.
Or some sort of heat.
Või sa koged mingit soojust või kuumust oma ihus.
Or a sense of peace that comes on you.
Või sa koged ühte rahu, mis tuleb su üle.
Or the presence of God coming on you in this like heaviness where you start to just feel like you're heavy.
Või sa koged kuidagi ka seda nagu raskusena, midagi nagu tuleb su üle.
I want you to pay attention to what you're experiencing.
Pööra väga tähelepanu sellele, mida sa koged.
And then I'm going to lead us more.
Ja siis ma juhin meid edasi palves.
For those of you who have need healing in your body.
Ja kui sina oled täna siin ja sa vajad tervenemist oma ihus.
Why don't you pay attention to it and lay maybe one hand on that part of your body?
Siis pane oma käsi selle haige koha peale, kui sul on vähegi võimalik.
If it's an internal issue, you won't be able to recognize if there's a difference this morning.
Ja kui see on tegema mingi seismise asja, aga võibolla sa ei tunne täna mingit vahet.
But if it's a thing that you can test, just lay hand on your part of your body and just we're going to trust the Holy Spirit's going to touch you.
Aga kui sul on võimalik panna oma käsi selle haiga koha peale pane ja siis me vaatame ka kas hiljem midagi muutub.
Okay, so I'm just going to say pray quickly and we're just going to wait in quietness.
Nii et ma palvetan ruttu ühe palve ja siis me lihtsalt ootame vaikides Jumala ees.
So, Holy Spirit,
Püha vaim,
we welcome you.
Me tervitame sind siin paigas.
We ask that you would come.
Ja me palume, et sa tuleks.
Come in your healing mercy.
Tuleksid oma tervendavas armus.
Come with your manifest presence.
Tuleksid oma kogetavas ligiolus.
Thank you that you are here.
Aitäh, et sa oled siin.
And thank you that you desire to demonstrate your power.
Ja aitäh, et sa igatsed ilmutada oma väge.
So let's just wait in silence.
Lihtsalt ootame vaikides tema ees.
Holy Spirit.
Tule püha vaim.
More of your presence.
Rohkem su ligiolu.
More of your power.
Rohkem su väge.
I felt like there could be someone here.
Ma kogen, et siin võib täna olla keegi.
Who might have had a bike accident.
Kellel võis olla äkki rattaga mingi õnnetus jalgrattaga.
And as a result was injured from that.
Ja sa said selle
tõttu viga. Is there anyone here?
Kas siin on kedagi, kellel on olnud rattaõnnetus?
Okay, there's two people there. Up there. Open up your hands.
Sirutama käed välja, kui sa oled sina.
In the name of Jesus, I command healing to both of your bodies. I just rebuke the injury. Any pain in your body as a result, I command all pain to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, be healed, be restored by the power of God right now. By the power of God right now. I want you two up there in the balcony to do something that you cannot do before if you can test it out.
Ja kui sa saad praegu proovida oma ihus see, mida
activate your faith.
Pane oma usk praegu käiku. Proovi teha midagi, mida sa enne ei saanud. Vaata, kas on midagi muutunud.
Okay. Activate your faith.
Aktiveeri oma usk.
God reveals because he wants to heal.
Jumal ilmutab neid asju, sest ta tahab tervendada.
Is there someone here? I felt like there was someone here has a kid who has asthma.
Kas siin on keegi, kellel on astmaga probleeme?
Is there someone who has a child that's dealing with asthma?
Kellel on laps, kellel on astma. Mitte sa ise, aga kui sul on laps, kellel on astma, on kedagi, kelle laps vaevleb astma käes.
Anyone that has a kid that's dealing with asthma?
Kas siin on keegi, kelle laps on astma haige?
Okay, that's okay. There.
There is a young lady.
She has. Do you have asthma? You.
Teil endal. Ah, tema pojal.
Is your son here?
Kas te poeg on siin?
Well, why don't you bring him down?
Tulge tema kalle siia.
And while we're waiting, I want you to stay in the atmosphere, waiting on the Lord. Don't get distracted.
Ma tahan, et me jääks sellesse ootusatmosfääri Jumala ees.
Is there a man here who has a heart condition? I felt like it could be a man in their 50s.
Ma kogen, et siin on üks mees kuskil 50s.
50s, like a man who's in their 50s, maybe between 55 and 60.
Võib-olla isegi 55 kuni 60.
Has something with the heart, physical heart.
Sydämega probleeme.
Is that person here?
Kas siin on mõnda sellist meest? 50s, 55, 60 vahel sydäme probleeme.
If not, I could have missed it. That's okay.
Kui ei, võib-olla ma panin mööda.
But if that's you, be bold and come forward.
Aga kui sa oled sina, ole julge ja astu ette.
Heart. Is he between
55 and 60? Oh, he's still in the hospital, yeah.
Okay, so right now, in the name of Jesus, I release a word of healing to this man who's in the hospital right now. And I release that word of healing right now. I command his body to be healed in the name of Jesus. We just release that anointing of healing right now to hit him in the hospital. And to restore his heart completely. Thank you, Father. Okay, so I want when we were just waiting, was anybody experiencing anything of the presence of God on their body? Anything, like be bold, raise your hand.
Did you
anybody feeling any fire, heat, tingly, something of the presence of God?
Yeah?
If you were, I want you to come down and form a line, and I'm just going to go down and lay hands quickly on people.
Et sa tuleksi ette ja ma tahan ka kiirelt palvetada teie eest.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Father, for this mother standing in the gap for her son. And we just take authority right now over the asthma. And we rebuke asthma in Jesus' name. I command all asthma to leave his body by the power of the Spirit of God right now, Lord. I thank you, Father, for a shift and for healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And bless this mom in Jesus' name. Fill her with your presence right now. Why don't you form a line, please? Don't just stand in a group. Form a line, because I'm going to lay hands on you. So, be blessed. just formal. I will come. You can line up towards me. Line up in front of towards me. I'm going to come down. I'm not going to stand up here. I will come down. You can leave it here. I'm going to come down. Don't worry. Just so that I can come. This is people who are experiencing something of the presence of God. And then this will, after we do this, then we're going to wrap it up. But I just want to lay hands on people because when the presence of the Lord, you're experiencing something of the presence of God, we want to just bless what He's doing.
And
just in case, I don't know if we need some people who might need to stand behind them just in case they fall. I'm not trying to manipulate anything. I'm not trying to conjure up emotions. I'm not trying to do the power of suggestion to say you're going to fall. I'm just saying if it happens, it happens. I don't care if you fall or not. I care about the presence of God impacting you.
Ja see võib olla, et Jumal, kui sind väga puudutab, sa võib olla kukkud tema väe alla, aga ära muretse, see meil on püüdjad su selja taga. Ja kui seda ka juhtu, on ka kõik hästi.
Shondada, yes, fire of the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. More of your spirit. More of your spirit. More of your spirit. More of your spirit. More of your spirit upon him, Lord, right now. Thank you. More of your spirit on him in Jesus' name. Fill him, Lord. Fill him right now. Fill him right now. More, Lord. More in Jesus' name. More in Jesus' name. More in Jesus' name. More in Jesus' name. Fire of God on them. More of your presence, Lord. More of your presence. More of your presence, Lord. More, 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 Lord. Right now on her in Jesus' name. Right now, more of the Spirit of God upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. More, more, Holy Spirit. Fire of God. Let the fire of God fall on them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There it is there. Thank you, Jesus. Fire of the Spirit of God. More, Lord, more, more, more. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Release more of your spirit upon them. More of your spirit. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 More, Lord. More. More. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for your presence upon him in Jesus' name. More of your spirit upon him, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Fire of God on you. Fire of God. Thank you, God. Fire, Lord. Presence of your spirit, Lord. More. 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 Is anyone that has a... dealt with anyone who's had issues or who's dealt with who's been involved in any kind of like occult witchcraft, anything like that in this room?
Kas siin on kedagi, kes on seotud olnud mõne okkultismiga, nõidusega, kõige niukse vaimse suure murraga, on siin kedagi?
Or you're being tormented by any demons?
Või sa oled kogenud, kuidas kurjad vaimud siin nagu piinavad, ei anna sul asu? On kedagi.
Anyone?
Ükskõik kes. Seotud okkultismiga, nõidusega, sensitiividega, millega iganes.
Okay, that's okay. I'm just going to pray for these and then I'll wrap up. Father, thank you, in Jesus' name. Fill her, Lord. Fill her, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
More of your spirit, Lord. More of your spirit, God. Bless these ones, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. I pray for more of your presence, God. More of your spirit upon them. Fire of God. Thank you, 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 God. Fire of God. Fire of God. Come, Holy Spirit. 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 Yep. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. 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 Fire of God. More God. More. More Holy Spirit. More Holy Spirit. More Holy Ghost. There it is. More Holy Spirit. More Holy Spirit. Come upon her right now, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. More, Jesus. More, 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 God. More, more, more. Fire of God, more. Peace upon you. Peace upon you in Jesus' name. Peace, peace. I just release that peace of God upon you. That peace of God. Peace, peace, more peace. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Is anyone here? Let's just quickly do this, and then I'm gonna wrap up. Anyone here that you would say when you laid your hand on yourself? And you felt the power of God, maybe anyone who can testify now and say, hey, I had pain here, it's gone, or anything like that. I want you to raise your hand. She's what? What is she? Oh, wow, okay. Was that shaking of the hands like a illness or sickness or something? Or
anxious.
Okay. Praise God. Anyone else? What happened? Pain, is the pain gone? Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone else receiving healing?
Anyone else?
Anybody else? Be bold. Okay. The last thing I want to do is I felt like I had a I saw a vision.
Yeah, mulle tundus ka, ma nägin nagu ühe näkemuse
of food banks.
Toidupankadest.
And they were being overly crowded. Like I saw lines and lines of people.
Ja seal oli meeletult rahvas, pikad järjekorrad.
And I feel like that has to do with what's not just in terms of your church, but what's gonna happen.
Aga mulle tundub, et see ei ole ainult seotud teie kogudusega, aga ka sellega, mis saab sündima.
I believe the vision was about what's going to take place here in Tallinn.
Ja ma usun, et see on seotud sellega, mis saab sündima Tallinnas.
I feel like there's going to be a time that comes where people are going to struggle with just having food.
Ja ma usun, et see saab olema olukorrad, kus inimestel on ainuüksi juba raske toidu saamisega või leidmisega.
And like I said, I saw these food bank lines being overly crowded.
Ja ma nägin, kuidas need toidupanga järjekorrad olid pikad ja palju rahvast.
I saw your church actually providing a lot of help in this regard.
Aga ma nägin, kuidas teie kogudus pakub palju abi selles valdkonnas.
I don't know if you have a ministry that's to the poor in terms of like helping for food and things like that.
Ma ei tea, kas teie koguduses on mingi teenistus, mis aitab vaeseid või hädasolijaid ka praktiliselt.
I just felt like the Lord was showing me that if you don't have that, that's going to need to be set up.
Aga ma kogen, et Jumal ütleb ka, et kui teil ei ole seda, siis selleks miski, mis tuleks rajada.
If there is something like that existing in the church, then there needs to be strength added to that kind of ministry.
Ja kui see on juba olemas, siis sellele tuleks nagu hoogu juurde anda.
Because I felt like it was for a time to come.
Sest ma usun, et see on nagu tulevasteks aegadeks, mis on ootel.
So, that's all that I have, but let me just pray and then we will wrap it up.
Aga ma tahaks veel palvetada lõpetuseks ja siis me võtame kõik kokku.
All right. So, Father, we just thank you.
Isa, me täname sind.
For your presence.
Sinu ligiolu eest.
Thank you for your spirit.
Sinu vaimu eest.
Lord, I just release more of your presence and power upon your people.
Ja issand, ma vabastan rohkem su väge ja ligiolu su rahvale.
Lord, those who need healing, that they would experience healing.
Jumal, need, kes vajavad tervenemist, et nad kogeksid
that they would go from this place and that healing would occur and even in the next days and weeks to come.
Ja issand, kui nad ka lähevad siit paigast, et see tervenemine tuleks esile isegi järgnevate päevade ja nädalate jooksul.
And Lord, I take authority over any demonic spirit.
Ja Jumal, ma võtan meele valla iga teemoliku
vaimule. That is oppressing people.
Mis rõhub inimesi.
Lord, a spirit of depression.
Ma tulen depressiooni vaimu
vastu. I break its power in the name of Jesus.
Ma murran selle väe Jeesuse nimel.
A spirit of anxiety.
Ärevuse vaim.
I bind in the name of Jesus.
Ma seon selle Jeesuse nimel.
Thank you, Father.
Tänu sulle, Issand.
Thank you, Father.
Tänu, Issand.
Lord, let a release of your presence and your joy
Issand, vabasta ma ligiolu ja ma rõõm
be imparted to your people.
Ja lasse olla sinu rahva osaks.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.